Hit them.
Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I'm here in very, very fucking sunny Paris, along with my co-blogger and friend JJ Sefton, who is in hopefully slightly cooler Wisconsin. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and probably not too much time. So, Sefton, take it away.
You bet. It is sunny here. It is marginally cooler. I mean, it's at least it's in the 80s, but the last few days have been it's hit into the 90s here. But summertime, it is summertime once again, my friends. So lots of things to talk about. And as we all know, over the last several podcasts, we've all been mulling over the situation in Iran with Israel, and it is indeed now Iran, Israel, and the United States of America. President Trump let the hammer fall on the Iranians' head, and Fordo and a couple of other installations have been severely destroyed or decimated or who knows what. And where we go from here is anybody's guess vis-a-vis what is Iran going to do, or what can they do internally is, and of course the idiots somehow leaking the battle damage assessment to the press here in the United States. So it's traitors and scumbags and whatever all the way around.
I think that the left, the anti-American left in the United States, or should I just say the Democrat Party, has been
Bingo.
overwhelmed. They have been completely and totally overwhelmed by President Trump. He demonstrated this when he came out of the blocks after his inauguration and just ran right over him. And he did the same thing with Israel and Iran. They don't know what to do. So they're scrambling around looking for bullshit, and they found some low-level flunky at the NSA who hopefully is jeopardizing the next 20 years of his life by producing some bullshit preliminary report. Maybe it didn't work as well as was expected, kind of crap. But I don't think that the United States, I don't think the people of America give a shit about that kind of stuff. And I think they look like assholes. They're being anti-American, and it's becoming increasingly obvious that the Democrat Party is anti-American. They are absolutely anti-Trump, and they will do whatever it takes, no matter what, to try to bring him down. And they're failing because he's just smarter and quicker than they are.
Absolutely, hear, hear. And I mean, just on a, look, anybody who does this kind of thing should be found, should be tried, and given whatever the sentence may be. I mean, it is, if it's, revealing America's military secrets in the open, I mean, is that the T word? Is that treason, or what is it? Who knows? I mean, but beyond that, you also have the vice mayor of LA who is supposedly communicating with literally the Los Angeles gangbangers to incite them to go assault ICE agents to prevent them from doing their job and rounding up illegal aliens. So it's that's I mean I'm sort of going off on a
No,
complete
that's fine.
different
I
tangent.
was actually going to, because I forgot to mention that when we were discussing what to chat about today. She's the mayor of some small city within LA. And because the
Okay.
LA political structure is so ridiculously complex and quite frankly, non-functional, she has a fair amount of power.
Right.
And I don't know if you watch the video, she's talking cholo slang, and it's really disgusting. As far as I know, she was wearing a La Raza t-shirt as well. So I that's not true, but I wouldn't be surprised. So
I mean, they're all connected anyway to those
yeah.
organizations, which are basically seditious, anti-American, racist organizations. Well, so was the Ku Klux Klan, and guess who started the Ku Klux Klan, folks? That would be the Democrat Party. That was their militant wing that was supposed to suppress black people post, the Emancipation Proclamation, and that was it. It
And
was
they
a
did a good
terrorist
job of
army.
it too.
They did a very good job of it. Now the Democrat Party officially is a racist terrorist organization,
Yeah.
but that's neither here nor there. But as far as Iran goes, and from what I mean, the reality is, it looks like we and the Israelis did do substantial and significant damage to Iranian's nuclear program. And from what I understand, many of the even Khamenei himself, the head mullah, have disappeared from view. We don't know where they are. They are in hiding.
Well,
So could
he just
the
came out of hiding to announce that they had to announce the, victory. No,
Very good.
I'm not
Baghdad.
joking.
I know Baghdad Bob comes back again. We are advancing gloriously. Yes, indeed. Whatever.
Yes, said Hitler on in early April of 1945. One of the things that does fresh a little bit of ooh, wow, I can't speak today, folks. Sorry about that. One of the things that
Take a
does
breath.
frustrate me about Donald Trump, and I am not going to dwell on this very much, because he has done a great job. Overall, I think that he has done a fantastic job, except for his deference to the judicial branch. But that's a discussion for a different time. But he did say something about Israel and Iran, that they've been, and I'm trying to dig up the quote right now. He said, ba "We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing." And I think that's offensive. He is equating the two countries, and they simply are not equatable. Israel is fighting an existential battle for its existence. It is trying to protect the 15 million Jews from a second Holocaust, and Iran is busily fomenting terrorism across the entire world. So presenting them as equal partners in the mess between the announcement of a ceasefire and the time at which the ceasefire begins is ridiculous. That being said, I'm very, very happy with what Donald Trump did. My first choice would have been that Israel does the job and we didn't have to get involved. But it didn't, obviously we were the only people on Earth. We are the only people on Earth who had the capacity to destroy Fordo without putting troops on the ground. And I doubt very much that Israel wanted to do that. That would have been the last choice, because that's what is it, 1,200 miles, something like that, between Israel and Fordo. It's a long way.
Something, yeah, it's a very long way. They would have, first of all, they would have had to have based their aircraft probably maybe in Saudi Arabia or somewhere else, or perhaps who knows where. Plus, they don't even necessarily have the capacity to lift a 30,000 pound payload.
No, I'm talking
Or are
about
we talking
I'm
about,
yeah, I'm talking
oh,
about putting troops on the
American
ground.
boots on there. Right. Well, that's what we, yeah. And then you're talking about a frontal assault of a mountain base of how many thousand people, with armored support and whatever logistical support, and ahead on, it's like, assaulting a Japanese pillboxes with, with the flamethrowers. I mean, it's insanity. It's just not doable. So, it worked out, and you are right about the whole, equating Israel, Israelis and putting them on the same plane. Like, yeah, they've been at, like, as if they're squabbling siblings fighting over, a toy or something. It's ridiculous. And besides the fact that Iran, it's not even that Iran is a nation state. Iran is basically a Muslim enclave, and whether it's nuclear weapons or whether it's box cutters or whether whoever the hell it is, it's the Islam, stupid. That's what this whole thing is about. Islam seeks global domination, and its key enemy, and its key has always been for 1500 years, has been the Jews. And after that, it's basically Western civilization, which Judaism and then Christianity have been the instruments of moving forward of over the last 1500 years of progress. And that's what they want. So Donald Trump doesn't necessarily recognize that. I don't know if he does, or perhaps if he can't really come out and say that without, having the slings and arrows of, oh, you're Islamophobic. Oh, you're this, you're that. But who cares? I mean, we've had the great Robert Spencer on our program many times, and he's not afraid of saying it, and it is what it is, and the history bears it out for those who want to open their eyes and open their ears and see it. So
I
political
think it's,
correctness began.
yeah, I agree. But I also think it's important to expand the conversation about the attacks on Iran and the attacks on their nuclear research capacity, that it is not only protecting Israel, it is not only delaying and hopefully preventing a second Holocaust, the destruction of the entire state of Israel via Iranian nuclear weapons. It is also protecting the entire world. The West
Bingo.
is absolutely at risk to an Iranian nuclear device. For that matter, some of the Muslim world is. They'll hit if Iran ever gets nuclear weapons and the mullahs are still around, they'll hit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa, or maybe they just need one. But they'll also hit Paris, and they'll hit London, and they'll hit Washington, and they'll hit New York, and then they'll hit Riyadh, for all I know.
Right.
These are maniacs. Whether it is purely religious, whether it is social, it doesn't matter. The function of Islam is to destroy anything that is not Islamic, and that means the West. And because the Saudi Arabians, for instance, are Sunni, they are not sufficiently Islamic, and they are in the crosshairs. And that is the insanity of the mullahs. That is the insanity of the current regime in Iran. They don't care. They will destroy, they'll burn the world down. And that's what they
Well,
want, and
that
that's what they're going to
is,
try to get no matter what.
well, Shiite prophecy, as
Yeah.
you know, friend Michael Walsh and wrote so eloquently in one of his columns very recently at pipeline.org. They're expecting the arrival of this 12th Imam character in order to and Armageddon is the only thing that can bring that about to usher in the global caliphate for all eternity, and so they don't care if they kill billions of people, most of the 1.5 billion Muslims, if that's what it takes, because they'll just, that'll be it'll, that that will be victory for them after the last 1,500 years of preaching about it. And of course, there's the nuclear bomb, and there's also the birth bomb. I mean, as I said, when the number one name in England and all over much of Europe is now Mohammed, number one baby name, I should say. I mean, nuclear weapons is almost the least of our worries, although it is a big worry. So there you go.
One of the shadow ministers in the UK government is assigned anti-Semitism prevention. I don't remember what the minister's title is, and he said maybe it's time for Jews to leave the United Kingdom
You go.
because the Labour government is so enthralled to Islam and to their rabid street protesters who, love to chant "Death to Israel, death to the Jews." What are you gonna do? Are you gonna argue with this guy? You
No,
can't. It's it's
no.
it's. Go
Was
ahead.
going to say, and speaking of which, a commenter noted this morning. I didn't see the story, but supposedly there's going to be some massive rally in Times Square and in other cities around the world. I think it's in favor. It was support of this new this creepy Democrat candidate for mayor, Mamdani, and he is preaching globalize the. They're all screaming globalize the Intifada, and I'm going, oh my God,
Yeah,
we are in for a world of hurt.
we are. As the red states get redder, the blue states get bluer, and New York is rapidly becoming a communist enclave. And what's really scary is that the New York City Council is at least as far left as Mamdani. People think, oh, he's this outlier, and New York will return to
No.
normalcy. They're gonna prevent him from doing the crazy stuff that he ran on. Oh, bullshit. They're as nutty as he is. And the
Yes,
fact
they've
is
always
that he is
been.
also
The
is
City
he's
Council
also
has
a
always been.
Muslim, and he hates the Jews and is all in on the Intifada. He was, he went to Bowdoin College and went and founded there the Bowdoin chapter of Students for what the hell is it?
Students for Jew killing in Palestine.
I forgot the name of the organization, the horrid
SJP.
Students for Justice in Palestine. That's it. Yeah, he founded that organization at Bowdoin. So let's not pretend that he is anything other than a rabid Jew hater who wants us dead. But
And
after us,
his
as I
official.
said, after us, he wants the Christians dead. He wants the Saturday people first, and then the Sunday people.
Exactly. And he runs proudly on the ticket of the Democrat Socialists of America. There you go, friends.
And Schumer came out in support of him, and
Yeah.
Nadler, that fat fuck,
Yeah.
came out in
Yeah.
support of him.
Schumer was hospitalized yesterday, so
Good,
as I said,
good.
I wanted to send him a get hell card. So
Yeah.
not fast enough,
I'm sorry.
bastard.
That's not a very nice thing to say, but I'm glad that he's in the hospital. I hope he's in pain. So, anyway,
Revolting.
yeah, it was nuts. The they have this weird what ranked choice voting in New York. Is that how they
Yep,
do
which
it?
means, yes, it's
Yeah.
ranked choice voting, which basically gives the vote counters the ability to rig it any damn way they want. I mean,
Yeah.
very easily.
So what's going to happen is that in November he's going to run against Curtis Sliwa, which is a joke. He'll get 5% of the vote.
Right.
And the question
Well,
and Adams,
yeah.
Eric Adams is running as an independent. Now the question is Cuomo going to throw his hat in the ring with Adams, or is he going to run as an independent also? If that happens, there's no chance to beat Mamdani. That will never happen. The only chance that I see, and it's not a big chance, this is I'm not counting on this, is if Adams and Cuomo retool the Adams campaign and they campaign together. Maybe Cuomo flips a couple of votes over to Adams. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, you're a New Yorker. What do you
Well,
think?
I'm an ex-New Yorker. I mean, I have no
You nah, no. You can
God. I can't. I mean, dear Lord.
take the Brooklynite out of New York, but you can't take the never mind.
Well,
You
I'm a
can't
right,
take the
but
New
I'm a
Yorker
Brooklynite
out of it.
from I'm a Brooklynite from 60 years ago. I mean, it's a very
Yeah, it's
pretty damn different. I mean, we may have been lefty, liberals, whatever, but I mean, we weren't freaking rabid, full-on freakazoid communists, wanting to stick ourselves in an oven and turn on the gas. I mean, this is the height of insanity. And as I've asked, I mean, this is, I mean, there's all this chatter about how all this the craziness of the Democrat Party is causing an internal friction within the party between, the old guard and the newer generation, that are either loving all the craziness, or they're being turned off by it. So are they turned off by the policies, or are they just turned off by the fact that the policies are being loudly shouted from the rooftops, and they're not disguising their craziness well enough? Is that what they're really afraid of? So I mean, when somebody gets when they I mean we've bemoaned this every time Californians or wherever a blue state takes it in the neck by some crazy left-wing policy, we say in the next election they'll vote the bastards out. And as we saw in California, Newsom is still there, Bass is still there, and every other psychopath is still there, and they ain't going anywhere, friends. So I mean, are we headed for a hopefully some sort of, if not a MAGA induced and inspired, American Renaissance, at least some return to some scintilla of a modicum of sanity in not voting for the craziest people out there? I don't know. It's hard to, I can't read the tea leaves. I'm praying and hoping that's the case, but who knows if we'll be
Well,
around to see it.
that's it's an interesting question, and it's a good segue into our next topic. But before that, I want to discuss that question,
Yes.
and I'll ask you a question. Tell me who the Jackson Democrat is on the national stage.
There is none, really.
Bingo! You just said it. So that answers your question.
There it is.
There is no possibility of a renewed Democrat Party that ha that focuses on the on what is important to Americans, which is, a vibrant economy, strong foreign policy without involving us in endless foreign wars, and loving America. There isn't anybody. Who do
No,
we
I mean, yeah,
have?
again, yeah, their policy has been and always will be essentially a dismantling of the republic and the establishment of a very, very entrenched bureaucracy to run every aspect of our lives. Same as it's been since FDR and Woodrow Wilson. That's what they want. And they are never going to concede that that's wrong and it doesn't work. To one degree or another, that's what they're going to push for. And if it's the hardcore communists and leftists, a la Bernie Sanders or this Mamdani freak or AOC, or it's Chuck Schumer saying, Medicare for all, or whatever the panacea may be, or welfare for all. I mean, and the EPA gets to control everything, or whatever. I mean,
think it's
yeah, there is.
it is a desire for power, and you and I both agree. But there's also the visceral hatred of America, and I think a lot of that is that a huge number of the powerful Democrats in the United States, and even a fair number of their street armies, are rich kids who feel guilty that they had this beautiful life handed to them on a silver platter by their hardworking parents, and they feel shitty about that because they didn't contribute at all to it, and now they want to tear it down because they feel so guilty. Well, something tough shit. You don't like it,
It's
leave, but don't tear it down.
exactly.
It's the greatest country on earth. It's the greatest country in history. American exceptionalism is unique, and it has a tremendous upside if we just let it happen. But these people are convinced that the only way to make America a better place is to destroy it. And it makes
Right,
no
because
s
they view it as
yeah.
illegitimate because they've
Illegitimate.
been
Yeah,
taught that all their lives.
because we only freed the slaves in 1865. Well,
Well,
there are plenty of slaves in their favored countries too, right now. There's
right.
a huge slave trade in Africa and in the Middle East. Let's not pretend.
Right. And where did the slave trade in America begin? It began because of Islam, because of the Islamic world. That's who started it. And by the way, the slave trade could not have happened if fellow blacks of the slaves in their countries in Africa way back when didn't help the Muslims capture their own brethren and throw them in, into chains.
Exactly,
And
exactly.
this is the inconvenient truth that they refuse to, that is never
Yeah.
taught and will never be taught
I
because it's
remember
always the
reading
white man.
Thomas Sowell. I think this is Thomas Sowell, but if I am incorrect, somebody who is more knowledgeable than I, please correct me. But he said, I think that the Middle Eastern and North African slave trade dwarfed the slave trade in the New World, that it was much, much bigger, which I find fascinating.
Yeah.
We're not
And
supposed to talk about that, of
you're right.
course.
No, and it goes on to this day.
Yes, it
Having
does.
visited places I've been to on business a number of years ago, Dubai and Bahrain, and both the so-called Palestinians and certainly Africans and other Muslims from those countries, they are literally there is literal slavery going on there, let alone the way they treat their women, which is a whole other story. And I mean, it's heinous, but of course, no, it's white people that are the problem, and Jews, and the problem with, and Christianity, that's the problem with the world.
Yeah. So the segue that we have put off for several minutes is Chlamydia Harris is making new noises about running for the governorship of California. I find that to be hysterically amusing. I think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And to quote her, she has a quote, a renewed sense of excitement, putting a glimmer in her eyes. No, I'm sorry, that was The Hill reporting that. Now, I don't know what a glimmer in her eyes is means. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I thought it was maybe some sort of bodily fluid from Doug Emhoff, but we won't
Yeah, I
go
mean,
there.
we're supposed to, yeah. And of course, Eric Daugherty made fun of it by saying that it was a glimmer in her ears, which makes no sense to me either. But the point is that that Chlamydia Hal I'm sorry, I shouldn't be rude to her. Her name is Kamala. Kamala, how do you pronounce it? Kamala.
Who?
Yeah. Chlamydia
Kampala.
Harris was an abject failure as a vice president. She was lazy. She was a drunk. For all I know, she was, blowing the Marines who were guarding her. Then she moved on to be one of the most catastrophically bad presidential candidates in the history of this republic. And fresh off that resounding defeat, she's going to be the governor of California. And the answer, of course, is yeah, probably, which
Well,
just
of
makes me
course.
chuckle. It's fantastic. California, I don't know what the hell happened, but they are completely screwed.
Well, they want to pour gasoline on the fire, which I guess is, you can't really do that anymore because they want to outlaw gasoline, but that's a whole other story. I mean, you go from her to Karen Bass to Newsom to Bill Green and whoever else, and if they want to repeat the same disasters over and over again, And as we said, this mayor of this, we were talking about this mayor of this vice mayor of LA wants to encourage the cholos and the gangbangers to go shoot, to go kill ICE agents to prevent deportations.
Yeah,
God
that
bless you,
was
California, if that's
shocking.
what you want.
Yep, they're gonna
Have
get
at
it.
it. Same thing, New York. If you can't, if you can't elect at least someone who's, can keep their frickin', crazy communism under wraps better than this psychopath, then look, you deserve to get what you get, good and hard. And you're gonna get it, baby. You are gonna get it. So, oh boy. And it's sad because the problem is, and people, and this is why we have a lot of commenters, and I understand their frustration with blue states and cities. They cheer on the destruction. And believe me, I kind of cheer it on too, because I had to live through it when I was there under like the Bolshevik and so on and so forth. But at the same token, what is in New York and California doesn't necessarily over time stay in New York and California. And that is my big fear. I mean, you say red states can get redder, but yeah, but who knows? I mean, cancer and wildfires have a tendency to spread and hit unaffected places hard if they're not somehow contained otherwise. But
No,
we shall
I
see.
understand your point. I think it's a valid point, but the country is becoming so polarized that the we have the opportunity to create really significant divisions between the blue states and the red states. And when I say an opportunity, I say that sadly, because I
Yeah.
think it is probably the best outcome that we can have. But it's that polarization that allows it, and obviously being driven by the insanity of the Democrat Party and the fecklessness of the Republican Party. Let's not pretend that the Democrat Party is solely to blame. They're not. We've had three generations of absolutely pathetically bad Republican parties, and they're no better now. The fact that Donald Trump is just quicker at pretty much everything than they are is the only reason we are surviving them.
I mean, the fact that we have scum like Lisa Murkowski that we have, and Collins and frickin'
Oh yeah,
McGirdle or something
I assume you
that we have to deal
wrote
with.
about this on in your morning report that she's considering caucusing with the Democrats.
Exactly, which means basically, not that she's going to switch parties, she's just going to openly declare her being a
Yeah,
Democrat.
but how would it differ?
It wouldn't differ. She's basically stabbed us in the back time and time again, from judicial nominees to, budget bills and laws and so on and so forth. She's horrendous. And the fact that, and that whole thing, Joe Miller, however many years ago it was when he ran for Senate in Alaska, she ran as an independent and screwed him up, and of course stole, basically in a way stole the nomination and stole the seat back from someone who rightfully, and he would have been, I mean, we can't say, Monday morning quarterbacking 15 years later, but I think he was a pretty solid, fairly conservative guy. He would have been a hell of a lot better than she is, that's for sure.
I agree.
But anyway.
I wonder, we didn't discuss this before, but it'd be interesting to see Donald Trump go after two or three vulnerable senators, the ones who were the most anti-MAGA, anti-Trump. And it's easier for the president to politic in, two or three or four states than for him to politic in 30 states in the congressional in the House races. And I think that
Exactly.
maybe if he delegates JD Vance to cover the House, JD Vance is a fine campaigner, and he's unflappable. So he might be able to do that. And with Trump concentrating on the vulnerable squishy scum,
Yeah, get rid of Murkowski. Get rid of this Tom Tillis. Get rid of frickin' Cornyn. Dear
When is
Lord,
Murkowski up for re-election?
I'm not sure. It may not be this cycle.
Yeah,
It
I
may
don't
be
think it is. Too
the next
bad.
cycle. Yeah, it is too bad. But dear God, Alaska, come on.
Yeah,
Let's
she's up in 28. Fuck.
right. Let's unfreeze our heads and let's frickin' get rid of her.
Yeah, just terrible. Just terrible. She is pathetically bad. So, anyway.
Exactly. Yes,
So what else
sir.
is going on? Oh, I
Well,
know.
what's
We want to talk about
yes.
NATO. Yeah, NATO is great.
NATO.
So Donald Trump went to the NATO conference and beat the snot out of them, and they have all but Spain has committed to growing their collective defense budgets to up to 5% of GDP now by I think 2032. Now it's not going to happen, but they are going to grow their defense budgets, which is a very, very good thing. And the sole holdout was Spain, and Donald Trump promptly announced, "Well, then we're going to take it out of your hide, and we're going to put tariffs on Spain." And I,
Good.
you know something? It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Who's going to complain?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
And
who's
I'll
going to
tell you
complain?
this. I mean, there are some Spanish products that I do like, but I mean, I can find reasonable substitutes here for them. But beyond that, somebody, I forgot who it was, maybe you saw this, CBD, a senator or somebody put forth a bill calling for the abolition of NATO and for America's withdrawal from it. At which I said, oh, hell yeah, because its mission, I think, I don't know who it was. He said, the mission is over. It has lost, there is no need for NATO anymore. And I can't argue with that. What, the Vladimir Putin's going to roll off to the frickin' English Channel and then cross over and conquer Britain? I don't think so, friends. I mean, we don't, the Soviet Union is gone, is no more. There is no reason for NATO. If there is a reason for NATO, then someone define who the common enemy is of Europe and of the United States. Well, that's easy. I said it before. It's Islam, but yeah, forget it. All of those countries are set to become Islamic republics in the near future anyway.
You know
I mean,
who's the you know who the common enemy
you have
is?
Turkey. Ooh, I'm sorry?
You know who the common enemy is for Western Europe? I would
Yes,
say
who?
Turkey is.
Turkey. And Turkey's a member of
And Turkey's
NATO.
a member of NATO. So explain
And
to
a
me,
and
show me a
yeah.
more dysfunctional organization than NATO.
Right.
Their
And Turkey
enemies are
just
in their midst.
and I had this a couple of days ago. Turkey has announced that it has declared that the Greek Aegean Isles belongs to Turkey. Oh my God. And what are we going to have? Another frickin' Cyprus war? You're going to have NATO? You're going to have Turkey versus Greece? What happens when Turkey attacks Greece and tries to wrest control of the Aegean Isles? Oh boy.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh my God.
Greece was quite the ally to Israel in the last couple of years,
It
and the
has
last,
been. And, and,
yeah, which is
and tr
very impressive.
traditionally, right, traditionally, it's been just the opposite over the years. It was Greece that was sort of not anti-Israel, but it was never really a staunch ally or a supporter. And Turkey, in years past, generally speaking, had a very good relationship with the state of Israel.
Yeah.
And since Erdogan took over, obviously, that has changed drastically.
Yeah, he did quite a job on Turkey. Kemal Atatürk designed their government, the structure of their government, very, very well, and Erdogan was able to dismantle it. Atatürk gave the military a huge, huge amount of power, and they could dissolve the government. But Erdogan carefully manipulated the senior officers so that they're all Islamists like him, and so they're not going to.
Barack just like Obama. There it is. But
Unbelievable.
we shall see. It'd be, will Turkey, would Turkey actually do, would the Turks actually do that? Try to seize control of the Aegean Isles? That would be freaking an interesting turn of events. And boy, if you think Russia versus Ukraine is something, boy, I can't wait for that one.
That would be very, very unpleasant.
That would be. And
Yeah.
the Greeks are very, very good militarily. They
But
have a
Turkey
very
is
good
too.
army.
Turkey is too,
Yeah.
and it's got a bigger army.
Right.
So, yeah, it would not be fun. So, anyway. So, what else do we
Yes.
have?
Well, we already are bemoaning the insanity of this Mamdani character in New York, and I think that's pretty much it. I mean, hopefully we'll see what develops in Iran. If what I mean, will we get another, Mullah's 2.0, or will we? D does Iran have a shot at I'm not saying we're going to have Jeffersonian democracy, but at least some form of a relatively stable country that is at least somewhat pro-Western in its orientation and not pro-Islamist. That remains to be seen. My gut tells me I hope so, but I don't think so, because I think the Islamist elements are too thoroughly vested and vetted in the military. But who knows what can happen.
Yeah, I think that's the best we can hope for. Non-Islamist. That would be fine.
Yes,
And
that would be sanity.
they would be able to enter into very, very reasonable relationships with their neighbors. They would immediately be embraced by most of Europe, probably be embraced by the United States.
Absolutely.
And that would,
Absolutely.
first of all, it would goose their economy, which is in the absolute shitter. I mean, the Iranian economy is pathetically bad, obviously because the mullahs spend all the money on their nuclear dreams and their proxies across the world, and at, you know at and it has penalized the Iranian people to a horrible, horrible extent.
Yep.
So,
It was
anyway.
nice to see that the Israeli, it was sort of a nice symbolic, if not actual, gesture of the IDF blowing the doors off of the notorious Evin prison.
Yeah,
So that was
yeah.
kind of nice to see. Of course, the big question mark in the future is China and Russia, because they are big. They have always been big supporters and, boosters of the mullahs for their own purposes. But, and of course,
Supposedly
the Chinese really will.
there were two Chinese spy ships in the vicinity of Iran, and there to feed information to the Iranian government and the Iranian armed forces. And supposedly they did not detect the B-2s or the F-22s or the F-35s that the United States used to hit the nuclear sites.
Good.
Now that's a powerful message to them that
Yep.
hey, that dam, the Three Gorge Dam.
Yes.
Let's see what a 30,000-pound bunker buster does to that.
That'll be nice. That will, yeah, then we can get rid of the Chinese Communist Party at the same token. Oh boy, can you imagine?
Anyway, my point is that the that Donald Trump has sent a message to the Chinese government, absolutely, with this attack on Iran. They cannot predict his behavior now, and he has the United States military behind him.
Yep,
And
his unpredictability is a very good thing
yeah,
domestically, politically,
agreed, agreed.
and
That's one of the th
policy-wise.
yeah, that's one of the things that has kept the Democrat Party off, off balance for his entire short administration. So,
Good.
yeah, I'm really enjoying Trump 2.0. He makes me smile almost every day.
Yep, so
So,
far so good.
yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
And
Anyway.
he's opened up oil drilling now
Yeah.
as well, and so that's good. He's doing some great things. I mean, we're going far afield and our time is running short, but go Trump.
Go Trump. So, folks, thank you very much for listening and hopefully commenting on this over at cutchipnewsletter.com. And thank you for reading both Sefton's and my stuff at Ace of Spades, where we also write. And thank you for hitting the tip jar. It is much appreciated. And please keep doing it. But even if you don't keep doing it, please comment and please listen. Sefton, what do you got?
Yes, CBD, as always, a pleasure, my dear friend. Be well, be safe where you are. And to all of you out there, God bless you for your continued love and support. It is appreciated more than you can know. And we will see you again on the next one real soon. And to my dear departed friend, Mark, who sadly passed away yesterday after a long battle with cancer, Godspeed, my friend. You're listening up in heaven, I hope, but I'm thinking about you. So God bless all of you.
Thanks for listening, folks.